You're holding Daf Kufhe Yom Beis, a little bit down from the halfway down to the Gemara. The Gemara says again, Rom Rabbi Yabai says, Mereish have a mean at the beginning I used to think, Haide lo shoshi ufa, the reason why you should not drink like the foam, when you have beer and it has foam on top of it, the reason why you should not drink from it was because Mishum Yisus, it's like Mias, it's not so good to drink from it. Stam doesn't look nice, it's Mias. But Omali Ma, but I was told from my Rebbe, like, Mishum the Karshu Lekarsum, no, because if you give you a sickness called Karsum, give you the sickness. Now, Mishti Koshi, if you drink the foam, it's no good, Karsh Lekarsum, it can give you the sickness called Karsum. Minfuf, you want bay, if you want to blow it away, is Karsh Lereisha, it's no good, it'll give you headaches. And Mitchayu, and like to skim it with your hand, like to push it away with your hands, Mitchayu, Karsh Lereisha, make you become poor. So, Maita Kante, what should you do here when you have the foam on top of your drink? Is Leshkayu Shikuye, let it settle down by itself, don't touch, let it settle down by itself. Now, Lekarsum, if you did drink it, and it gives you sickness called Karsum, so what should you do? Lekarsum de Chamro, let's say it came from the foam of wine, you drank the foam of the wine, so Shichra, the Eitzer is the refuge, you should drink some beer after that. What's going to be the Shichra? Let's say the foam was foam of beer, then Maya, then after that you should drink water. The Maya, let's say it was the foam of regular water, then let's let the counter, there's nothing to do with it. You can't help yourself, there's no takon, there's no Eitzer out. And behind the Yamrin, this is what people say, after poor people goes poverty. Because he only had water to drink, he was so poor, and that's what happens, there's no refuah for this type of a sickness. Yeah, now, the Yomar Abaye says, May Reisha at the beginning have a mean, I used to think, Hi, the Loyachli Yeroka Mikisha, the Osa Ginoi, what's the reason we do not eat vegetables? Achli Yeroka, Mikisha from a bundle. The Osa Ginoi, that the gardener bundled together, Rashi says, Shein Moitzian, Shum Moitrishim, we don't take out some onions. May Agudishai, the Moichri Yerik, that the seller of the vegetables made the Yachlin teeth. What's the reason why? At the beginning, you thought, Mishum de Mechse, Karev Sanusa, it looks like you're a fresher. Rashi says, Shein Yokol Amte Mad, Shiatiren, you can't even wait until he unties it first. So it's not nice, looks like eating too much. That's why you do not do it. But on this again, Omuli Mama, Rebbe taught me that, Mishum de Koshel Kshofim, it's no good for Kshofim. Rashi says, Roy Yoysa Yokol Atlas Kshofim, Via Nishma Mimenu, somebody watches from this not to take these vegetables. Is ain't shofim noichin loch lolov. The Yikishev, the magicians, cannot be chal, cannot affect you. Like we'll soon see a story. That's the reason why not to eat the vegetables straight out of the bundles that the gardeners made. And the most of the story now that Rav Chizdo and Rabba Bar Rav Huna have because Libi Arva, they're both going in a ship. Or Muluahi Matrinisa, there was a certain lady, a witchcraft, that said to them, Oisvan Bedach, I want to go with you, let me go with you. Rashi says, let me sit with you on the ship. They didn't want to sit next to her. That they're afraid of a ship of a witchcraft. Is Omer Milsa, so she said something, and Osros Leyavid, like, tied up this ship. The ship cannot move from its place. Omer Inu, so they also, Chizdin Rav Huna said something, and Sharyur, their Amira, let it loose, let the ship start moving. The kiss is she couldn't affect them. Is Omlu, and she said like this, My Evelukhu, what can I do? I have no effect over you. Why? First, we do not wipe yourself. And the basic he say, with chaspa, broken earthly kalim. When you don't kill a lice that's on your clothing. And also, you do not eat the vegetables straight out of these bundles that the gardener bundled. To see, if you do eat from it, it's kosher lekishif. Now, V'yomer Abaya said, Meresh at the beginning, have a mean I used to think. Hide the loyokla yarka. That's the reason why people did not eat vegetables. The nofalataka that fell on a tray, the nofalataka was because Mishur Misus, the stomach got dirty, that's not nice. On this note, Omuli Malak, as Rebbe told him and said, Mishum the kosh l'reachapir. To eat such vegetables is no good for the reachapir. It smells bad, it's no good to eat such vegetables. Yomer Abaye, Abaye says also that Mereshit at the beginning of Havamina used to think, what's the reason why she not sit underneath a drain, a pipe drain? So the reason is, Mishum Shoifchim, stam, there's dirty water there. That's the reason why you shouldn't sit there, because of all the dirty water they found around there. But Omali Mar, his Rebbe told him, no, Mishum Deshchichim Azikin, because there are a lot of demons found around there. Therefore, stay away from them. And Hanu Shakuloi, there were certain people that carry barrels of wine. Hanu Shakuloi, they have a Dori Chavita Dichamro. They were carrying bundles, barrels of wine. Boy Liestafuchei Oisvei Tusem Aziva. They wanted to rest and put it down underneath a drain pipe. And Poka, what happened was the barrel busted open. So Osla came with the Mabar Avashi, came in front of Mabar Avashi. His Afik Shipure, he took out like his shofar, he took out a shofar trumpet, and Shamte, he blew there, and he cursed them. Shamte put the mazikim into a shamtoy. His Osla Kami, so they, all the mazikim came to him. Omula, he said to them, my Tabadochi, how come you did this? How come you busted his barrel of wine? Omula, and the mazikim said back, Hechi Yevid, what should have I done? What should I do? When he put down his barrel, he put it down in my ear. In other words, that's where the mazikim are. So what do you want from me? Is omalei at biduchto v'shchichi rabim ma boyis. So he still had tainus to the mazikim. He said, what are you doing here? This is a place that the rabim people use. What are you doing? You shouldn't be here. That's what Ravashi told them. Is ma boyis at, again, Omulei, at beduch the shchich rab ma boyis, atu deshonis. You changed. You did something different, and therefore zil shlim. You should pay him back. You are mazikim, and you are the mazik. You have to pay. His omulus of the mazikim said back. Listen, hash dinami likvoy limar zimno v'yefra. Give me time to pay. I don't have any money right now. Give me time, and then I'll pay. So what happened was, Kovalo Zimna, so they made up a special time. Himoti Zimna, when it came that time, Iyakiv, again, the Mazikim did not show up with the money, they didn't have the money. So Kiyosri, when they came, Omulei Amayloi Oisis, Oisis to Zimnech, how come you didn't come at the right time? Omulei said back to him, Komilid the Tsayer, the Chosen, the Kailumani, Leslon Rishuso, Lemishkal, Minei, Ademishtach, Kemidid Efkera. We can't just take money. Anything that has a sign on it, called Milu Ditzayiv, it's bundled up, the chosm has a seal on it, the kalitz counted, the kalitz measured the money, they have no right to take it away. So therefore, the mazikim couldn't get anything to pay with. They had to wait till they found something, shall have to. Rashi says, they had to wait until they found the midi de hefka, then they were able to pay it back. But the kids learn from the kids to stay away from underneath the drain pipes. That's where the mazikim stay. The Yom Rabbi Abaye says, Meresh at the beginning of Havamina used to think, Haydi shodi mayo mi puma de chatspa. What's the reason why people pour off some water from the top of the barrel, the top of the jug? Mitshum tzivsa, because they're afraid maybe there's some twigs stuck there. But Omuli Ma, this Rebbe told me no, Mitshum diiku mayim haroyim. There's bad water that has a corner on it. That's why people spill off. Rashi says, "Pomisha sveitzmem shade." That the shade sometimes drinks from the water, and that's a takon that shouldn't harm you. Is pouring off some of the tap water. Now the Gemara says, "Amaisa he bar shade." The once a shade, the demon. Tabi beira papa. Rashi says, "Shoyim misham shoy." He used to serve and work for a papa. Is also lasu yemayim in horror. So a papa once sent him to bring back water from the river. Is the Yakva, so vice versa, to Shay took a long time. His kiosk, when he finally came back, Omulei, Rav Papa said to him, Amai Yikavto, how come it took you so long? Omulei, he said back, the Shay said back, Ad Chalfim Mayim Aroyim, I waited a long time until there should be no bad water. Rashi says, Shashosu Amazikim Hen, he waited till first all the Mazikim drank from the water, and then he took from the clear, pure water that should not affect him. That's what this Shay did. So the Meister was Ad Hochi. In the meantime, you hold on top of Kuf Vavam and Aleph. Chaznu the Koshodi Mayim Mipum Dichatzvah. The Shade himself saw that when the people were drinking the water, he used to pour from the top water out of the jug first. So the Shait said, if so, he had the Yadano, if I would have known. This is the way you used to drink in your water, that you always first pull off the tap water. I wouldn't have taken so long, like I wouldn't have waited till all the mazikim finished drinking. I would have given you from that water, because since you used to pouring it off, nothing bad could happen. Now the Gemara says, Kiyosi Rav Dimu, Rav Dimu came, Omri said like this, Mayim Ori Shainim, that after we wash your hands, before we start eating, Mayim Ori Shainim, Hachilu Bosa Chazir, means if somebody's not nizer in it, because that you may come to eat, Bosa Chazir, you come to eat pig meat. We'll soon see what it means. And Achrenim, if somebody's not nizer in washing, Mayim Achrenim, is Hoitziu Es Ishma Baila, could cause sometimes to give a get, you'll lose your wife. Rashi says, Hechilu Bosa Chazir, Shoyechen Vini Yisrael. Let's say a storekeeper, Jewish storekeeper, that Moicha Bosa Shrut, he's selling kosher meat to Yisrael. Or Mavashel, he would cook it up and Machil eat it. Or Kosher the Chavim Bo, and sometimes the Goy would come into the store, so the Jew would serve the Goy Nevelis Trefis. But that happened once the Jew came into the store, and he started to eat, and he didn't wash his hands first. So the man of the store thought that this guy is a guy. She gave him Bosa Chazir teat. That's the pshat. If you're not in Israel, Mayim Rishonim, sometimes you come teat Bosa Chazir. And they don't wash Mayim Achreinim, Rashi says, that Hoytiyas Ishu Mibaylo, and also Vargu Es HaNefesh, Rashi says, this next Gemara, that the Perek Basud Yuma Be'uvda the kidur ikalamandiyam akotla ikalamandiyam lakotla elo afku. In the case, if we didn't wash mayim achreinim, because of that, then the shalom, whether he gave her a get there, or whether he just, or whether he killed her. So most like this, that if we don't wash mayim achreinim, it's a tziyu vathish mibaylo, and kiyosi rovun rovun kain, almost like this, rishoinim achilu bos nevelo. If somebody's not near them washing mayim rishoinim, it may be caused to lead to bos nevelo. Achreinim, but not washing mayim achreinim, Hogu as an effort could cause somebody to be killed. And that was the mice in Yuma. And there it says, a mice says somebody owed somebody money, he didn't want to pay back, so the kids they saw the word in his mouth. He had some food, so he went back to his wife and told his wife, your husband told us to give us the money. She said, how do I know, how do I trust you? So they said, listen, we know your husband ate this for breakfast because he didn't wash off his hands, he didn't wash off the food. So the wife believed them and gave away the money. When the husband came home later, that's a shalom. One gear was he killed her, and one gear was that he gave her a get. Rakov was all because the husband did not wash the mayim machreinim at first. And Omer Rav Nachum by Yitzchok v'simnecha, what's the simin to remember over here? Rashi says, Shletitu mi mehem omer hoitziyu, which one said they only gave a get, and which one says he killed her? V'simnecha, that also Rav Dimi afka. When Rav Dimi came, he said they went out, meaning they gave a get. And also Rav Dimi Afko, also Ravin Kotlo. When Ravin came, he said he killed it. That's how I remember. Ravin said the mice was that he killed her, and according to Rav Dimi, the mice was he gave her a get. Rav Abba Masno Chod Mahani V'Chod Mahani L'Chumra. He learned one like this and one like that. Rashi says that Rishonim Bosa Chazir, if you do not wash Mayim Rishonim, it causes you to eat Bosa Chazir, Kerav Dimi, and Achroinim Hogu Kerav, and he went Lachurma both ways. That Chazir is more of an Avlo than Sam and Avela, and also the killer is a big Avera than just Sam to give a get. See, we've got it both ways Lachurma. So, kids, you have to be careful in washing Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achroinim. Now the Gemara says, Itma will learn like this, Itma. Chameyor, let's say you're washing your hands with boiling hot water. Chameyor. So that you cooked up and fired the water. So Chiski Yomer, Ein Leitlam Hem Liyadayim. You're not supposed to use this water to wash your hands with. And Leitlam Rashi says, Mayim Rishonim. You can't use Mayim Rishonim. Or Polo Gadiel, he argued, we said before. The Chiski Yatonu, Chiski Zatani could argue, he holds, Mayim Chaim is no good even for Mayim Rishonim. Now, no, you're allowed to use it for Netilah Shadayim. Even though it's hot water, still you're allowed to use it. And that's what we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Omri Rabbi Yechanan said that Sha'alti Yisro B'Gamliel, Ayesro B'Gamliel, B'noi Sha'Rebbe, the son of Rebbe, V'Oichol Tyrus, and he was eating a Tyrus. Rashi says, Gamliel b'Rebbi, b'Neisho Rebbi, v'yerecho Tyrus hoye, he was eating Tyrus. The Yomli, it said like this, that kol g'derle gol, all the g'derlim in Golil, oisin came, that they used to wash their hands in hot water, oisin came. Now the Gemara says, Chami Tveria, what's the loch of Chami Tveria? The hot water from the springs of Tveria. So Chiski Yomer again, ain noit lamem yadayim. No, you know how to use it. You can't use Chami Tveria for a tilash yadayim. Abu Matvilen behem hayadayim. In the case you want to be yourself, tefillah, you want to put in like inside the mikvah, so to put in inside the Chami Tveria, that's okay. So Rashi says, Eiko mem sof, there's mem sof, then you want to do it, but there's a tefillah, then it's okay. But Rabbi Yechonon Omar, kol gufoy tovu mihem. If you put your whole body inside it, that's okay. If you became Tomei, Rashi says, ruin hein let tefillah kol gufoy, it's fit to be tovu there. But, avoloi pon of yodav raglov, but you cannot just stand wash your hands or your face. The Gemara says, "Hashter kol gufo tevel be madrich yilada use it. Your whole body go inside it's a kosher mikvah. You give a table there. It's all luchura upon of yodav raglov. Well, a lekoshchen isn't it for sure that it should be good enough just to be table your hands there? What should be wrong with that?" Rashi says, "Like avolim tovel be upon of yodav raglov be tefilu oil liyadayim. Well, achilu that tefilu doesn't help. The question is why not? Hashter helps for the kol guf that's called the good mikvah. If so, why shouldn't it be good for just the tefillah shadoyim?" Our prophet says, "Bim koimam the kulu yamalei pligu the shor nechnami." If you put the hands inside the chamit feria when the water still attached to the yam, still attached to its well, savadit kosher. Rashi says, "Bichiburin and bolahat for yodim ben kulu yamal shabadamir." The shame tefillah layin kachol mayonis. It's like any other well or mikvah. But if you put the hands inside, it's okay. Mishko minayu b'mono, let's say you took a cup and you pulled water out from the chametzer in the cup, the kuliyama pliga the yos, everybody holds it's no good. You can't put your hands inside it. Shrashtachitikin rabbon and atilo lav b'chametikin. The rabbon were not misakin on the tila from hot water. Vahani griya mechamyo, this is even worse than hot water cooked up by the fire. Shtahoysevim shasta kresher was never fit. It's even Reb Yerchanan before that pastor was allowed to wash your hands. With hot water, that's only regular water that was once cold, and then you cooked it up. It was fit to be used. But here, the chametz fer lechatchilu is made hot water. This water is not fit for tefillah shadoyim. Ki pligu is a machlokes de paskinu bebas birto. Rashi says charit is like a canal flowing outside of this chametz feria. For a mayim punishment, the water goes there, but there's not a sheer mikvah over there. But it's still mechubra the mikvah. The gzera v'yamu otumana. That's the gzera can use this or not. Kipligi the paskino babas birta means that right outside around the chametzferia, there's little canals, little ditches there that the water goes out in it, and it's really still attached to the chametzferia. The shalos you make a gzera or not. Masav one holds gazrina and the bas birta otumana. We make a gzera not to make an atilu there. The bougie is inside the small canal, the small flow of water, even though really this water is still attached to the chametz feria, should be kosher. But the gzera may be come to put your hands inside a kli. Or myself, one has no legazrina, we don't make such a gzera, legazrina. Even though in a kli it's no good, but here it's still attached to the ground, it's okay. The more really says it should not get tanoi, this is a machloket tanoim. Mayim shenislu mishtias behemo. If you have water that's not fit for an animal to drink anymore, it became so disgusting, like so dirty, that animals will not drink from it anymore. Rashi could go in Sruchin. Oicham either it's so hot like Cham Etzveria. Real Sruchin, the water became ugly, disgusting. So, Bekelem Sulem. If the water's in a Kli, you can't use it for Tila Shadoyim. But the Karka Ksherim, if the water is still in the Karka, and you want to be Toivo, put your hands inside it, that's okay. Rashi says, don't mix there, a mikvah. Avonatilu Rashi says, Latikna Rabbon Ella Bruyin Lishtias Baim Rasbi Roy, Lishtias Baim. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, Vaimer, Af Bekarka Tevel Bem, no. Even though the water is Bekarka, you could be Tevel in it. Tevel Mekol Gufay. Only to be Tevel the whole body. If there's Mem Sod, you could be Tevel there. Avoloi Pono Yodavaraglov. But not just to put your hands inside, or just putting your hands inside, that's no good.
So this we have to question. Hashter kol gufo toivu behem madchilari yuzi hobari. Go into the hazmem so that it's called a good mikvah. Even though the water is through chomacham, it's still called a good mikvah. If so, yodav raglav lekoshchen, isn't it for sure that you're allowed to wash just to make a tefillah b'teres on your tefillah shadayim? El alav, isn't the case talking about over here? Tepaskeninu babas birth, that's what we're talking about there, little canals, little streaks of water coming out of the chametz area. That's the machlokes of all pligi. The masava gazrin and bas birta otum, when it wants to make a gazer with these small canals, small flows of water outside the chametz area, if you put your hands inside there, people think it's not really attached to the mai, to the metz area anymore. And they'll think, who then you could use a kli? Or masava no like gazrin, we don't make such a gazer. So you see, it's a machlokes tenoy in the kitzah, if you make this gazer or not, to be tovel your hands and it's chametz area on the water that's coming out on the small canals. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yidi Beravin, Omer Rav Yitzchak Barashiyin, Netilas Yadayim L'chulin. What's the reason that we're supposed to wash our hands before we eat even chulin? We eat regular bread. Our minigiz, we have to wash Mayim Rishonim. What's the reason? The Gemara says, He holds Nafnei Sarach Truma. Because of the reason to get people used to, even the kind of when they eat Truma, to wash their hands before they eat Truma. Because the halacha is yodayim is called shenia fatum, it has a tuma sheni on it, and if it touches truma, it passes the truma. Midirabon, the truma becomes possible. Therefore, kohen before he eats any type of a truma, he has to first wash his hands. Therefore, the rabbon like made a loy plug that we should always wash hands before we eat bread. The Rashi says hutzuchu shiyodayim shenias upoistas as a truma. Our stam hand has halacha bit sheni l'tuma. And therefore, whenever we touch truma, we pass through the truma. Avochulin lemahani busheni, but really a chulin alone, a regular piece of bread, even though our hands are a sheni, it does not pass it. So why do we have to wash our hands before we eat even a bread of chulin? So he insists, if they srach truma, sheyagilu oichle truma litu yudayim, because of that reason, there are no go over, we have to wash our hands first. So the kids are only mishum srach truma, that we have to wash our hands before we eat the bread. So Chura, why only bread then? The Chura should be anything we eat then, because any type of truma you can't eat without washing hands first. So Chura, you have to say by stas that stam truma is made from wheat into bread, so stam bread, that's the ikar what truma is made from. Therefore it's enough to make the takana on the ikar of the achila on bread. And then the Gemara says, the yoid, another reason also mishum mitzvah. It's also mitzvah to wash your hands. Mor says, my mitzvah, what is this mitzvah? So Rabbi Abayi says, it means to say, mitzvah l'shumay yadivir chomim. It's a mitzvah to listen to what the chom tell you. Kids are washing hands as the rabbon of the kalocha, and it's a mitzvah to listen to them. Rashi says, shetiknu, toizeh tekash chuvim temeb olay mishum srach trum, it's also takono. So what's the difference? So Toizeh says, the tiknu mishum nikiyas. The second reason is, not only mishum srach trum, but also stam your hands should be clean before you eat. Rav Amarav says, mitzvah l'shimoyeh divi Reb Loza ben Orach. It's a mitzvah to listen to Reb Loza ben Orach. And Rashi says that Rav Roma d'yaraisihi. It's a d'yaraisihi galocha. The mitzvah kid Reb Loza ben Orach, Reb Loza ben Orach. It's mamash a d'yaraisihi galocha. The Pasuk says, v'chola sheyigo bo yazav, anything the zav touches, v'yodav l'shota b'mayim, and did not wash his hands in water. So on this, Amar Reb Loza ben Orach, he says, from this pasuk, the Gemara says that Omer Abloza ben Orach, Mikan, from this pasuk, Somcha Chochomim, Techom Meir Nasmachta here, since Hilo Shadayim Min HaTorah, there's such thing to wash hands midiraisa. When the pasuk says, the Yod of Lashota B'mayim, Mashma, there is such a thing to wash your hands. So even though the Gemara says it's Nasmachta, but he's Mashma Sidiraisa. Now, Omer Le Rav, Le Rav Nachman, the Rav said back to Rav Nachman, my mashma, where's the mashma from this posik? The posik says, the yod of loshota famayim. He did not wash his hands in water. That's why he's mitama. Mashma do hoshotaf. If he would have washed his hands, Torah does help. The question is why? Rashi says, loshota famayim is yod of Torah. Minigiyosa bizaz. The question is, bitzmiyah, more question, why? What tefillah boy, a regular zav is tummy until he goes to the mikvah. So this one says, el rather, elohokikom. This is what it means to say. The achash loshotav, somebody else that did not wash his hands, Tomei, somebody else. Was er hoche kommen, ich sage, geye bezav, u mi shene shoyte bis yodov, shneyem tumeyem, vi es machte biyamo, tomei es machte biyamo. Es kitzi sis nes machte, ko poni mit die rice plate, to say, you have to wash your hands. And so he also speaks out, Tirish, the ast mechlei kro, the lav drosha gemura, it's not a real drosha gemura. Yika krosla the likadashina benida, my yodah be'ar nevroi. That's all funny with the rabbonin, but his esmachta. The Gemara says, El hokoma v'yecha shloshota v'yecha shlosh v'yacha shloshota tome, a person not wash his hands, he's tome. And actually before you eat like, you have to wash your hands. Omer Rebbe Lozzi, Omer Rebbe Ishiyom, Loi Omru Nathila Shadayim Leperis, there's no need to wash your hands before you eat fruits. Ela Mishum Nekiyas, it's only Stam Mishum Nekiyas, if you want to keep your hands look nice, that's all. But there's no real mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat fruits. Awa Alocha before Nathila Shadayim, Lechulas only eat bread, but just for terrorists, there's no need to wash your hands. The Gemara says, Sovimineh, you thought to say, Sovimineh, Choyvu Deleka, there's no choyv to wash your hands. Ha Mitzvika, but if you want to like, it's a mitzvah to do it. On this, Amalu Rav said back, no. Loi choyv v'loi mitzvah is not a choyv and is not a mitzvah. Ela rather reshus is only reshus. The Gemara says, Vplig the Rav Nachman, Yagaz on Rav Nachman. The Yom Rav Nachman, Nachman says, Hanoitu yodav leperis. Somebody washes his hands for peris. Ein v'lo negasi yiruach. It's a gasi yiruach. That it's not nice, it's a bagaivinik. So if Rav has said, what, it's not a choyv, it's not a mitzvah, it's reshus. If you want, you could do it. Rav Nachman says, no, it's something not to do. If you wash your hands just before you eat peris, that's called the bagaivinik. It's not even a reshus, it's not nice to do. And Omer Rabba, Barbachono, Hevikim, Nakaim, the Rabbama. I was once walking in front of Rabbami, Rabbasi, and Rabbasi. I still look, Kamaya, could call the peris. They brought in front of him a basket full of peris, of fruits. The Ochlu, when they ate it, Vulei Moshe Yodayo, they did not wash their hands. And Vulei Yoivu Limidi, they also did not give meat to eat from it. In other words, we'll soon see what the Chiddush was, that they didn't need three to make a bracha together, to make a zimun. Just those two ate, they didn't give the third one to eat with them. And also, Borachad Chad Lechud, each one made a bracha chorena by himself. The Gemara says, from this Maisa, Shema Mina Tlasa, here are three halachas from this. First of all, Shema Mina, Ein Atzila Shadayim Leperis, and just eat fruits, there's no need to wash your hands. Secondly, Shema Mina, Ein Mezamnan Ala Peris. So even if you have three people eating together, there's no din zimun. That's why it wasn't makpid to make a third person eat peris with them. It was only two eating, because if there would have been a locha, then to have a zimun, it would have been mitzvah for a third one with them. So therefore, you see, there's no zimun on peris. Each one makes his own bracha, you'll make it together. And all thirdly, Yishma Mina, Shnayim, Shochel, if two people lay together, mitzvah lechalik, when they make the bracha achreino, they should do it separately. Each one should make his own bracha achreino. One should not make for the other one. So these three halachas applies to peris. Mora says, Tanya Namiach, we'll learn this also. Shnayim shochlu, if two people ate peris together, like fruit together, mitzvah lechalik, they should separate. And each will make his own bracha chareino. But the nedvar mamun, when was it said, shoyu shnayim seifrim, if both know how to make the bracha. They're a seifrim, means they know how to learn, they know how to make the brachas. Abba, but what's going to be, echad seifrim, one knows how to make the bracha. The echad bur, like an uncultivated person, he does not know how to make brachas. Then Avada, Seifim, Levorach, Obor, Yaitz, the Seifim should make the bracha, and they might see the other one, the Bur. Tan Rabban, what like this? Netilah Shedayim, Lechulin, how far do you have to wash your hands for Chulin? Like up until now, we're just saying for Peiris, you don't have to wash your hands. But for Chulin, for bread, you do have to wash your hands. Now, Agav, that's what it says here, if you wash your hands for Peiris, it's called Gasi Ruach, that's only if the fruit is dry. But in a case where the fruit is wet, if the fruits are wet, and eat peris that are wet, then there is an inyan to wash your hands before you eat the peris. Here we're talking about when the peris are dry, then there's no inyan, it's only gasi ruach to wash your hands. But lechulin you have to wash your hands. The question is, how far up on your hands do you have to wash? So Gemara says, ad haperik. You have to walk up until the peric, until your knuckles. Shirashi learns, ad haperik means, ad haperik hasheni, to the middle knuckles. Bends that's first the middle of your fingers. Like when you bend your fingers, the middle knuckle, that's all. There's a first small one right away, and then a second one. Techivon dimishum srach truma biyama. That's what we wash for chulin. It's only from a srach truma. Heavy diet's enough. Him not all the mashin I gave a michael's enough just to wash your fingers that touch the food. Sa'inu Roshi Etzbo, it's enough just to wash the fingertips like, up until the second knuckle, the middle of your fingers, that's enough. That's what, according to Rashi Shita, that's what the Braiser is saying. Well, since the Lach, we don't hold like Rashi, we hold like Taisvis. But Rashi says, the Tila Shadayim Lachuna, the Perik just means to the second knuckle. Then Latruma, how far up do you have to wash Latruma? It says, also Aloshin, Ad HaPerik. So Rashi says, it means to say Latruma, the Perik means Perik HaShlishi. Vubagav HaYad, for Truma you have to wash up until the third knuckle. That's where the fingers are attached to your palm. So that's all, the palm itself you do not have to wash. Just all the fingers, the length of your fingers, that's how far you have to wash. This is according to Rashi Shita. What about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim V'Migdash? Let's say when a Kohen goes into the Beis Hamikdash, that he had to wash his Yadayim V'Raglayim, how much did he have there? How far up did he have to wash in the Beis Hamikdash? Also it says, Ad HaPerek, up until the Perek. So Rashi says, also Minakir, Ad HaPerek, Rashi says, Ho'el Yoin, Mokom Chibur Hayav Yazroi. Here you have to wash all the way down to where the palm like is attached to your arm. That's where we wash. And L'chila, that's the way we wash Ibn L'chulin. We wash all the fingers and the palm also until where it's attached to your hand. So according to Rashi though, all you have, this halach is again by the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Migdash, when the Kohen used to wash his Yadayim V'Raglayim in the base of Migdash, Ad HaPerek, that's the third shear up until where your palm is attached to your arm. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.